It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show this week, we welcome Armored Saint frontman John Bush. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. What's up?
It's so great to have you on the show, and so great to have Armored Saint being out there doing shows with Queensryche, of course, longtime friends of the band.
Yeah, it's killer. It's great. We're stoked.
And you guys have toured together before and will be bringing a great double bill to fans this year as well. What is it about Queensryche where you've managed to connect so well with them and their fans over the years so well? And what are some of your favorite moments spent with that band?
Well, you know, obviously we both come out of the 80s and, you know, we had kind of similar styles, especially in the early days, as far as, you know, being influenced by a lot of the bands that that came before us, the Priest, the Maidens, and all the groups like that. Of course, the bands developed as, you know, as time went on. I mean, Queensryche became a very, very successful band, one that Armored Saint aspired to be. But, you know, we're friends. We get along really well. I mean, they're great guys. You know, Todd and, you know, Michael and Eddie are just awesome people, and they treat us really well. And the tour we did back in 16 was when we had Wind Hands Down out, and it was a great run for us, and we had some fun times. I remember my son, Scott Rockenfeld, who was in the band at that time, brought my son behind him on the, you know, because my son was into drums at that time, and he let him sit right back behind him, gave him some sticks, and, you know, I'm sitting there going, watching my son watch Scott, who's such a phenomenal drummer, play these incredible songs, and those are great moments. It was really fun to watch that.
John Bush from Armored Saint is my guest on the show this week. Armored Saint, once again, out on tour with Queensryche. It's Full Metal Jackie. Right now, a new track from Judas Priest and their recently released Invincible Shield. This is Trial by Fire. It's Full Metal Jackie, John Bush on the show with us this week. And John, the live show is one of Armored Saint's strengths. What was it that initially got you up on stage to sing? And has your appreciation for performing stayed the same or evolved to something different over time?
That's funny. Well, the first time I ever actually took the stage was in junior high when a buddy of mine formed a talent show and we played a couple songs. Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin. It feels like the first time by Foreigner, which is a weird kind of choice, but great song, by the way. Lou Gramm, awesome singer. It was just a cool little buzz for, you know, guys who were like 13, 14 years old. So that kind of stayed with me all these years. It's always fun to get up there and perform. I try to just be kind of myself. Sometimes I can do some babbling in between songs about who knows what. I try to always approach it just kind of like from a real perspective. I always say that Armored Saint is like a glorified garage band, and I say that in the most endearing of ways, because that's kind of where we started. We always had this kind of vibe that we were just really raw, and we've carried it on. So yeah, it's always fun performing, and the guys get along really well on the road, and you know, it's the same guys. It's the same 5 dudes in Armored Saint. It's been for years, so it's really cool.
That's not something that every band can say these days.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, new music from Upon a Burning Body, who are out on the road now. Music from Pantera and more with my guest, Armored Saint frontman John Bush. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got John Bush of Armored Saint with us this week. And John, last year we got the great Band of Brothers documentary with plenty of your musical pals talking about the band. And one of them mentioned that there was no band quite like yours when they started. Can you talk about initially crafting the Armored Saint identity as young men and making it into, you know, what it is today? And also, how much thought do you give to staying true to who you were starting this group and when you add and push to what you want the group to be in 2024?
Well, you know, again, we knew each other. We all went to elementary. For the most part, we all went to elementary school together. We've known each other, other than Jeff, who we always joke is the new guy who really joined the band like in 1989, which is comical. you know, we were always friends. We knew each other from the neighborhood. I grew up in this little enclave of East LA called El Sereno. And it, you know, it was Phil Gonzo, Joey, and myself lived about a quarter mile of each other from one another. And we just went to school with each other and started figuring out about what music we liked and had some of the same adventures. And that just kind of carried on into writing songs and making music. And then by the time we were going on our first tour opening for Quiet Riot and Whitesnake and 1984, we were playing arenas and we're like 21 years old. It was just like this wow moment and eye opening. So we always really embraced it in a sense that, you know, we were young and everything was so new to us and we never took it for granted. And anything that carried on as time went on, you know, the music business gives you a couple punches and then you realize it ain't going to be some easy road to success unless you're, you know, Metallica, which everybody wanted to be. But, you know, the music business can be pretty heartless and ruthless, and it just can kind of give you a bunch of kicks in the butt. So we learned quick about how to be resistant and resilient and just to do it for the real reason that you started, which was the love of the music, because that's really the only thing you can control. Success, you know, fame, monetary success, those are things that you just really cannot control, but you can control the quality of the music that you make. And that's really the way we've always looked at it up until the most recent recording, Punch in the Sky in 2020. You know, it was all about the quality of this music. This is the one thing that we know we can, like I said, control. And that's the way we look at it. And in the end, it's always about the integrity of that. If we can keep that integrity, then we're doing good.
John Bush with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Music from Iron Maiden. John's going to be picking music. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Armored Saint frontman John Bush with us on the show this week. And John, it's rare for bands to have everyone in it for the long haul. And Jeff Duncan is the new guy, having started in 1989. What's been the secret to keeping everyone together and happy for this long?
Well, I didn't always say that we're always happy, but I think it's just a common thread between us that we just want to be a great band, really. You know, as we've gotten older, everybody doesn't always, we're not always on the same page. I'm not going to create some illusion that that's the case, because it's not. And I don't think that's the case for most bands. But here we are, you know, four decades later, guys who've known each other since they were, you know, like I said, 9 years old for the most part. You just kind of see the common thread that everybody should have, kind of put some of the other stuff aside, try to make sure that everybody, you know, emails don't get kind of too weird. It usually, when we get on the road and we see one another, everyone gets along really well. It's kind of like the pre-tour stuff or the writing process that sometimes can get a little bit kind of dicey. And again, I think I can speak for most bands. A lot of bands probably struggle with that. I mean, I was in Anthrax and I know how those dynamics work. So it's, you know, it's not always easy kind of figuring out those things. But once you get together and you get you're performing every night, that becomes a lot more easy. And that's worked for us. So finding everybody's space, you know, you're on a crowded bus, trying to find solitude, those things kind of help. And just, you know, knowing that the main desire is to be a great band, really. And that's really carried it.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Megadeth, Danzig. We've got that new Kerry King tune next, and more with John Bush. It's Full Metal Jackie. John Bush is my guest on the show this week. And John, for as long as the band has been around, there are still firsts happening for the group. I noticed that this year brings your first ever show in Slovakia, for instance.
Ah.
When you have moments such as these, do you take a little extra time to take in your surroundings? And does it impact you each time you find you have an audience in corners of the world where the band hasn't even played before?
Yeah, you got to really just savor all those moments. You know, I still love going to new territories. It's really exciting. My son's hockey coach for years was from Slovakia, so it's really cool to play Bratislava. Never been there. So it's, you know, I love just these little nuances of life where you discover new territories or you play places you've never been. I mean, we haven't been to Rochester, New York in like, you know, 35, 38 years. So it's really cool to go and play there again. And it's, I never take that stuff for granted. I really, one of the best aspects of being in a band is actually one of the hardest things and one of the best things is the traveling. You know, I always say that I didn't go to college when I was, you know, 18 or 19. I went to the school of rock and roll, and that was my college education. And, you know, by traveling, you learn a lot about life. So I never take that for granted. I always love going to new places, going back to places that I really enjoy, meeting fans from all over the world. You know, that's one of the big, you know, perks of this job.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, new music from Knocked Loose, and more with John Bush of Armored Saint. It's Full Metal Jackie. John Bush is with us on the show. And John, it's been a couple of years since the last Armored Saint album, and I know you started writing some last year. What's been inspiring you of late, and can you give us an update on where Armored Saint are with new music?
We've got about 6 songs done, which we always kind of move a little slow. We try to push it a little bit, but you know, it comes when it does. And like I said, I always rather, you know, view it as quality than quantity. So that's the way I have to look at it. You know, we're moving along, and really, you know, life and everything surrounding us with everything that's going on in the world, especially as a lyricist, it's an endless supply of information out there that I can choose from. So it comes rather easy on that level. I still love writing lyrics, and I feel like I do it pretty well. So I embrace that. And musically, you know, we always just challenging ourselves. We kind of feel like the boundaries are becoming broader and broader. We don't really feel like, you know, we ask ourselves, is this metal enough? Does it sound enough like the band? We know we're really honest with ourselves. It's like, this works. We just run with it. So, and I think that's helped the diversity of the group from the beginning and continues on till now. So in a perfect world, we, you know, make records a little bit more often, but that's just not the way that this band works. So in the end, we just hope that the record is great. And I felt like that is the case. Punch in the Sky was awesome. 2020, Win Hands Down was amazing before that. I put those on par with March of the Saint and Delirious Nomad from the beginning of our career.
John Bush with us. See Armored Saint on the road with Queensryche. And John, as we mentioned off the air, last time you and I saw each other was on New Year's Eve. Scott Ian had a 60th birthday party with this unbelievable jam. And I can't even count how many musicians were there. And it was such a fun time. So great to see you up on stage. And I even remember when you were up there singing, and I saw everyone turning to the person next to them and like, oh my God, because you sound amazing and you're clearly still having a good time out there. And that was like that was what was so fun to me about that night, besides the fact that it was just a blast in general.
Yeah, it was awesome. Surrounded by tons of musicians, and you know, Scott put this thing together. It was insane. It was over 40 songs and he played like, I think on 37, 38 of them. So it was really a phenomenal night, and we had a blast, and it was wild. It was a crazy thing. And all these musicians that were there, various ones from, you know, Jerry Cantrell, you know, you name it, and you know, Zach
Rump, Trujillo,
Robert Trujillo, you know, Johnny Tempesta, you know, so many guys, so many amazing musicians through the years. It was just awesome, and everyone killed it. You know, we were playing various tunes from, you know, Creedence Clearwater to, you know, Romeo Delight from Van Halen, and it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. It was challenging. There was a lot of work put into it, and it was a great night on New Year's Eve. It was awesome.
Also, and I'll apologize now because I didn't realize when I saw you walking through the crowd and I was like, oh, I got to go say hello to John. And I start talking to you and I see you inching away. And then I realize you were supposed to be up on stage for whatever it was. I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad.
No, it's fine. But just Scott was like, if you, you know, get up here. I was like, It's like he said it was like trying to herd cats or something, getting all the various because it was New Year's. You know, I was trying to pick my spots about what night, when I was going to be able to have some drinks. You know, I was trying to schedule it accordingly. But it was pretty funny. We had a great time, and like I said, all the musicians were incredible, and it was amazing. And one I'll never forget.
Absolutely. That was an unforgettable night. And I look forward to this Armored Saint Queensryche tour. And I thank you again for your time. Always great to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for always having us. And we really, really appreciate it. Thanks so much, Jackie.
Music from Danzig and more next.